Don't forget to dry your hands.
What?
What'd you say? This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science. Many public restrooms have electric hand dryers. It saves trees and cuts down on trash. But those noisy contraptions have little kiddos covering their ears. Young scientist Nora Louise Keegan was on the case. Decibel meter in hand, Keegan visited 44 public restrooms across Alberta, Canada to interrogate their dryers. She measured dryer loudness at a variety of heights and distances from the blast. Pretty resourceful for a 13-year-old. What did she learn? Roughly 3 out of 4 dryers were louder than a garbage disposal. That level puts people at risk for hearing loss. About half were louder than a motorcycle. That volume exceeds Canada's legally permitted sound level for toys. Excessive exposure to loud noise contributes to hearing loss and ear damage, which can be permanent. And noisy hand dryers are often placed at a child's ear level. This could affect youngsters for the rest of their lives. Thanks to Keegan's efforts, some dryer manufacturers are looking to reduce their sound levels. But in the meantime, don't forget your protective earmuffs on the way to the loo.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.